SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, China to lift trade restrictions on Australian rock lobster by the end of the year. The Deputy Prime Minister's Chief of Staff makes claims of bullying. And in tennis, Australian Open boss Craig Tiley, hopeful Nick Kyrgios will feature in the 2025 tournament. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. China will lift its trade restrictions on the import of Australian live rock lobster by the end of this year. The restrictions have been in place since 2020. An Australian rock lobster is the last remaining product to have tariffs still imposed on it, after China lifted tariffs on Australian wine in March and restrictions on Australian beef last December. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese made the announcement at the ASEAN summit in Laos after he met with the Chinese Premier Li Qiang. Mr. Albanese says it's a great outcome.
This, of course, will be in time for Chinese New Year, and this will be welcomed by the people engaged in the live lobster industry in places like Geraldton and South Australia and Tasmania and so many parts of particularly regional Australia, where this is just one of the elements that produce jobs for Australians.
Deputy Prime Minister Richard Miles has defended his actions following allegations raised by his most senior staff member about bullying in his office. Jo Tarnowski, Chief of Staff to Richard Miles, alleges she was blocked from doing her job after she raised bullying allegations with the Deputy Prime Minister. She hasn't claimed that Richard Miles perpetrated the alleged bullying. She alleges she's been barred from entering her office and says she's been moved to work on a temporary project with the Prime Minister's office for several months. Mr. Miles says he's satisfied he's upheld the Ministerial Code of Conduct, requiring ministers to uphold the highest workplace standards, including maintaining a safe and respectful workplace for their staff.
In this moment, I feel deeply sad that events have got to where they have. This is obviously very difficult. Now, let me say that in the way in which I've tried to manage this, I have done so with Joe's welfare in mind at every moment, as I would try to manage things on that basis for all of my staff. As is evident, this matter is now in the hands of lawyers, and of course that is absolutely Joe's right. But it does mean that it is very difficult for me to say anything more on this issue.
A spokesperson for Mr. Miles says in a statement that a number of the assertions and recollections are contested and that Ms. Tarnowski has been treated with respect and courtesy. The statement also adds that at all times the well-being of staff, including Ms. Tarnowski, has been front of mind. If you or someone you know needs support, call Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. Hurricane Milton has made landfall in Florida as a Category 3 storm, with sustained winds of up to 190 kilometres per hour. The US National Hurricane Center is warning of a life-threatening storm surge, extreme winds and flash flooding as Milton moves inland along the Florida west coast. More than 1.5 million homes and businesses are without power, with many residents sheltering in evacuation centres. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says massive amounts of search and rescue equipment and personnel are being deployed.
There's already been 116 tornado warnings with 19 confirmed touchdowns throughout the state, 9 flash flood warnings and 4 additional flood watches with many, many more to come. Numerous counties have reported tornado damage.
Two-thirds of Australians aged over 50 have poor bone health. A report by Healthy Bones Australia reveals more than three-quarters of older Australians have osteopenia or low bone density and 23% have osteoporosis. The report suggests the number of people living with osteoporosis has increased by 34% in the past decade. The group's medical director, Professor Peter Moore, says poor bone health must be addressed for the sake of the people it impacts and the health system.
We need to work on prevention, early diagnosis and early treatment. And there are lots of opportunities to improve osteoporosis prevention.
And to sports in tennis. Australian Open boss Craig Tiley says he's hopeful Nick Kyrgios will make his long-awaited injury return and play in the 2025 event in Melbourne. Kyrgios has been affected by wrist and knee injuries over the past 2 years, and he hasn't played at Melbourne Park since 2022. The 29-year-old has spent more time commentating, but recently ramped up his training. Craig Tiley told Channel 9 Nick Kyrgios would be a welcome addition to the tournament this January.
Well, like every other player, but we'd love to have Nick back. We know he's out there practicing and preparing for the summer. He loves playing in Australia. We expect him to see him back, and we know he's on track with that preparation. But a lot can play out in the next couple of months. But we look forward to seeing Nick back.
And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.